Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. So yesterday, as all this fallout is happening from the Jimmy Butler saga, an old character has popped up out of his prairie hole and is like, I'm going to say some stuff today. And that is Jimmy Butler's agent, Bernie Lee. You may remember him from such films as Shams is a Liar. Well, yesterday, he decided to walk it back a little bit. And I just laughed out loud when I read this. Because, you know, he started posting some things like, oh, this is, you know, he's making jokey jokes like, this is the most expensive Christmas party, failed Christmas party attendance ever. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And then somebody says like, hey, completely reasonable thing here. We can't believe nothing you said after you tried to say Shams was capping. That's not telling the truth, Leroy.
Hey, man.
I'm just letting you know. The kids will say sometimes.
You realize that I have a 25-year-old son.
No cap. Everything he mentioned has come out as true.
He's black, I might add. Thus, given more credibility to the vernacular.
You, on the other hand, ... And he says, you know what? This is Bernie Lee. You know what? I got time today. Let's clear this one up because I'm sick of you trolls commenting on my kids' pics about this. Ha ha. I wasn't saying the idea of an issue was a lie. What the lie was that I spoke to anyone, i.e. I was used to advance a story 2 days in a row by name. And dude, I got to tell you, Bernie, hey, man, the damage is done, my friend. As one familiar with being a semantic samurai, you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing. Don't start doing the old backpedal now, like you.
Uh-oh.
Man, I was waiting for you to come back. Frozen.
Frozen.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Bernie Lee is his damage is done. Leroy, who is your damage is done?
So,
didn't realize Bernie had access to my internet.
So,
he's right there with Putin.
Yeah. My damage is done is going to go to two fan bases. Ohio State and the Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Damage is done.
You dog cussed your coaches at a certain point in the season. Early on in the season, Nick Sirianni was on the hot seat. Not that anybody put him there, but we put him on the hot seat. A hot seat that never existed. We just made one up. He's terrible. Cooked. And now those two coaches, one has a national championship and one could possibly win the Super Bowl. Now, I went with that one instead of the obvious. New York Giants general manager.
Oh, Joe Shane.
The damage is done, my friend.
Wow.
Wait. You realize you got rid of the guy that was propping the guy up you gave $40 million a year to.
You think John Mara ever just, like, do you think during these games, do you think he just sends him, Twitter highlights of Saquon every time he goes for, like, has anybody had more 60-yard touchdown runs than Saquon Barkley this year?
He's had more big play, I want to say seven plays of 60 yards or more.
Wild, dude.
Wild. But I had to, like, I you know, I'm always big on fans being unrealistic. But the way you went after these two coaches, right? I had some fun with it, too. You know.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
With Ohio State, but Eagles fans, y'all been trying to fire this guy and he's going to a second Super Bowl. Like, what gives?
Man. Irving says, rehiring Chris Greer as GM. Damage is done. I don't think he was rehired. I think he was just not fired, Irving.
Retained.
Now is retained. Yeah, retained as GM. The damage is done.
Yeah. I mean, with Tyreek. Good call.
Damage is done.
Does Tyreek Hill get a damage is done for his comments yesterday?
Absolutely, especially the fact that he's playing Fortnite while he's addressing this super serious. Like, come on, dude.
Damage is done.
What do you got, Froggy?
A question before I bring it up, as I always attempt to do my best to make sure we don't get flagged now, as I had an interesting run during the Olympics. If I were to play a tweet that had 3 seconds of WWE on Netflix, that flaggable material?
Absolutely.
Seems like it, right? So I have a photo instead. Yesterday, as for the third time, Monday Night Raw on Netflix continues to raise the stakes as they are in a new era, a new chapter, which has a lot of people acting different. That applies to wrestler JD McDonagh, who did what is known as a somersault, which is a backflip.
Jade, is it like JD, like the initials, or JD?
No, just the letter J, letter D, McDonagh.
Gotcha.
Correct. So he he tested his abilities, did a backflip off the top rope in the direction of the announcing table. Unfortunately, kind of landed at the edge of that table there, resulting in two broken ribs and a punctured lung as well.
So they had to throw up the X.
Yeah, it really hurt.
Exactly. This guy was definitely
Whenever they throw up that, that means, hey, this guy's hurt.
This guy's
get this guy. We need to. This is not part of the act.
He is not faking. This guy's not moving right now. Punctured lung and two broken ribs on that.
What's the dude's name? JD.
JD McDonagh, which is MC DON. You get it.
Oh,
I'm telling you, dude.
It is
not good.
Why did he? Leroy, I gotta send this to you.
Send it to me.
I thought it was gonna be like a concussion kind of vibe, just because of how the back of his head snaps backwards. But nope, broken ribs and punctured.
He basically hit that table like Tua does the turf.
really? That's why I was like, oh, concussion. I've seen this before, for sure.
I've seen this before. That guy doesn't take jiu-jitsu.
I'm an expert. He didn't roll. He was supposed to tuck and roll. He didn't do that. But, apparently Raw on Netflix has people trying a bunch of crazy things, and don't think it worked out for JD, and I can speak on behalf on behalf of his ribs and his lungs, damage is done, my friend.
If you get legitimately hurt in wrestling, they just have to change the storyline. They're like,
absolutely,
he's not champ anymore. He's knocked out cold.
You know, it's a kind of injury though, because even if someone gets a concussion midway, they kind of like talk them through it. Like, hey, you have to pin me now. But if something like this happens, or like a broken leg. Now you gotta stop. Yeah, I mean, you gotta change on the fly.
Wasn't he supposed to grab the guy's? That guy got out of the way. It's his fault.
He did get out.
He slipped off of him.
Yeah,
that was supposed to break his fall.
Did not work out. Did not work out for him. Damage is done, indeed. I know he's gonna be feeling that. I think you mentioned this, Leroy. When you break your ribs, like every time you breathe, you can feel it.
Dude, it's the worst.
What about broken ribs and punctured lung?
Like, now you can't breathe and it hurts to move.
That's rough.
Well, with the broken ribs, you're going to be taking little breaths anyway. So,
damage is done.
Jeez Louise.
It hurts to watch.
And you can't watch no comedy.
Oh, no.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll get more into that Miami Heat win from last night. There's some national reports now talking about the Miami Heat being extra eager to move Jimmy Butler. So if you guys want to listen to that, we'll get into that on the other side. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, and of course on the free Odyssey app. It is spelled AUDACY in your app store. Back with more for this.